AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening, everyone. Live from Green High School tonight, it's MAC Girls Basketball as the top two teams right now in the standings for the MAC. Green and Unitigo are set to do battle here tonight. It's a chilly one out there, so we're glad to have you along on the radio if you decided to stay home and stay warm. I'm Nate Lull. I'm joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. It's time for the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Butler features the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Rich, this is one we've had circled for a while. Both teams coming in 2-0 in the league, 7-1 overall. I think this could be a heck of a game here tonight.
Boy, it's a cold one out there, Nate. You said it perfectly. What a great night to stay in. If you're not in the green area, stay home. Listen to us. This is going to be a great game. You got the Yonners on the green side, and you got, of course, the Bertzels, and you got Lizzie Craft on the Unitigo side. When you asked me to come down to Green, I was pretty pumped because I've been here before. These two teams put on a good show, and should be a good one tonight. Yeah. I think they played in the MAC Championship last year.
Yeah,
I was there. It was great.
These two teams over the last few years have met in some big-time games, and this could be a preview, potentially. I don't want to count anybody else out because the MAC is loaded this year with great teams. BG, Delhi, Sydney, Oxford, you name it. A lot of good teams that could get there, but this could be a potential league championship preview, which will be coming up towards the end of February, and the MAC championship is going to be in Oxford this year, so right down the road on Route 12. We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be right back. Rich and I will talk a little bit more about what should be a whale of a game here tonight in the MAC. I'm Nate Lull for Rich Turnbull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're live at Green High School tonight. MAC Girls Basketball, Green hosting Unitigo. Again, both these teams coming in with a record of 7-1 overall, 2-0 in the league. But here's who's right behind them in the standings. BG, always well coached with Bob Conway. They're 3-1 in the league. They've played a few more games, 6-2 overall. Oxford's right there at 1-1 in the league, 7-3 overall. Sydney and Delhi are also both 1-1 in the league, and they've played some tough non-leaguers, so Sydney's 3-4, Delhi 2-4. But those are some of the teams that I think could be in the mix down the stretch. And what I think is also interesting is they've gotten rid of the two divisions in the MAC for the girls. The last few years, it really depended on how you were going to do in your division. Now it's one straight division, and you know, if you can get in those top four, anything could happen. They'll do the 1-4-2-3 playoffs for the semifinals and then for the championship game. But kind of not having those two divisions really opens things up here, Rich, and anybody could make the championship game, but these are two of the heavy favorites.
Most of the leagues in Section 4 are going to that tournament base for their playoffs. It just allows all the teams to play, right? You can match up 6, 7, and 8, and 9, and all the different ones. So it's pretty cool, but it puts a lot of pressure on them, right, because You have to get in that top four. You have to be up there, and you got to get there. It's not, and you can't just worry about the divisional games and stuff like that. You got to play everybody. It's kind of a all for one, one for all type of mentality, and it's cool, but it puts a lot of pressure on the coaches and the players for sure in that setup.
It's our Butler Auto pregame show here, of course. Butler's on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney with a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles there, and you know, I've heard mixed opinions from coaches. Some preferred the old division style. You got a home and away with everybody in your division, got to see them twice. Now you're only seeing everybody once. The other knock on it is, oh, now we got to fill up a non-league schedule. It's tough to find games. You always hear of coaches saying, hey, I need a game here or there. The schedule's not full. Some coaches prefer that. They can go out and challenge themselves and maybe go to an extra tournament and play some bigger schools and challenge themselves. So everybody's got a little different take on this.
It generally comes down to, do I have a good team or don't I have a good team? And if I got a good team, I'll play anybody, anywhere. If I don't have a great team, I'm kind of like strategizing, and I'm trying to get, you know, certain non-league games. You know, for the teams that are in the top, the Unitigos, the Greens, they probably don't mind this format, my guess is. And it's tougher. It's tougher for those teams that are traditionally at the bottom. So I'm guessing if you ask the Coach Gortons of the world and the Coach Z's of the world that are playing tonight that find their teams usually at the top of the MAC, they probably don't mind it as much. And they can still go out and challenge themselves.
Yeah, both these teams certainly have. Of course, Unitigo champions of the Cooperstown tournament this year. They went up and played. Everybody in that tournament was state ranked. That was great. They went over to the annual Delhi tournament, the Dick Alwine, at the beginning of the year. Came in second there, played all state ranked teams in that tournament. Green has really challenged themselves as well. They've gone out, they've played some Pennsylvania teams, they've played some stack teams. Coach Gorton, I think, is creative about, you know, he's a little farther south geographically, so hey, I'm going to go down and see what I can get out of Shenango Valley or Forks, play a stack team, maybe go into PA and play somebody down there. I like that. It's neat.
It's interesting, right, because Green is almost surrounded completely by stack and IAC-type schools, and it's very easy for them to get to Binghamton and get down to the Pennsylvania area. I mean, they're only probably 40 minutes from Pennsylvania, so it makes a complete sense. But I was super impressed watching from afar the Unitigo girls play in that Christmas tournament in Cooperstown, and that tournament is traditionally a very, very tough tournament. And you know, kind of Harley Bertzel might have had the game of her career in Cooperstown. A lot of people took note of that in that first game. And of course, when you have Lizzie Kraft on your team, she's one of the premier players. She's turned herself into probably one of the top athletes in the area, being a first team all state in soccer, and she's always been on the radar in the basketball world. She's so fun to watch. So Unitigo is going to be not only tough in the MAC, but Unitigo is going to be tough in the section too.
Yeah, picking up a big win over a state-ranked Section 3 Hamilton team I thought was huge for Unitigo. And, yeah, the college coaches, you named it, Rich, are lining up at the gym doors every time Lizzie is playing. I've seen a ton of schools that are after her and chasing her. And I think maybe soccer could be something that's, you know, pitched in a package to her. Hey, you want to do both? I mean, I think she was only the fourth player in Unitigo history to ever be named first team All-State. That's some select company when you think of the Dana Steps and the Perrys and all the players that have gone through there.
Well, 4 or 5 years ago, Unitigo went to the state championship semifinal game, one of those two. They were in the Final Four at least.
Made the final and lost 1-0 to a really great team. So it, it's a great legacy. And if you had told me at the beginning of the year Lizzie was going to score, I think it was 33 goals this year, you know, she's been a great soccer player, but for whatever reason, the work she did in the offseason, she really had a coming-out party for soccer, and it's continued right on into basketball. And as you said, Harley Bertzel had maybe the game of her life, 24 points in that opening round win, just looked tremendous against Hamilton. And so that's a lot of great firepower for Unitigo. Green, so balanced, always so tough. That's the story with them. But we'll talk about them more when we get back. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to pause for starting lineups and the national anthem. When we come back, a great MAC girls game here tonight. Green hosting Unitigo. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the Southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, will see you on game day.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shindello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you here, live from Green High School. And you nailed it, Rich. Cold, windy, snow drifts out there. If you decided to stay home and listen, or if you are driving around out there listening right now, please be careful. How are the roads coming over for you?
Well, I had to come from Oneonta to Norwich to Green, and it was really horrible, actually, between Oneonta and Norwich. But then it was fine, but when it gets dark out and when there's a little snow in the air, everybody likes to drive about 30 miles an hour, especially in Chenango County. So everybody's driving safe out there, Nate. Don't worry about that.
The closer that I got to Green, the better the roads got. So I know they got it pretty good here in the morning today. I was talking with Coach Gorton. He said, you know, snow was coming through in the morning, but it was short-lived. So, all right, let's do our starting lineups first for Unitigo and longtime head coach Bob Z. They will start with junior number 3, Avery James, senior number 10, Maddie Bertzel, sophomore number 11, Harley Bertzel, sophomore number 20, Raylan Parks. Have been very impressed with her so far this season, and a senior number 22, Lizzie Kraft. On the other side for Green and head coach Dave Gorton, they'll start with senior number 3, Claire Flanagan, sophomore number 5, Mia Yonner, senior number 15, Abby Yonner, they are sisters, senior number 23, Callie Knapp, and a junior number 24, Josie Dutcher. And for Green, the name of the game is balance. This is not a team that's going to have somebody that goes out and scores 20 or 25 a night. Everybody can give you 6, 8, 10 points. A lot of size out there for Green as well.
It's funny, as I'm sitting up here looking at the teams from last year, it almost looks like a mirror, exact mirror image of the MAC championship game last year. And I could just envision it again. This is almost like round 2 or 3
yeah.
of a good boxing match we're going to see.
Green is in the home white uniforms with the green trim, says Trojans in green lettering across the front of the uniform as they win the opening tip. Unitigo's in those dark green Hunter uniforms. The white trim says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And here is Green on the right side as man-to-man coming out here for Unitigo. They're going to make Green work for it. Here's Josie Dutcher back to Abby Yonner at the top of the key. Green taking their time here. Shot clock's down to 5 on this opening possession. Here's Claire Flanagan. 3 is in and out, and a rebound for Unitigo. Lizzie with a little tap over there to Avery James and ahead for Harley Bertzel. Bertzel left side on a spin. We'll kick it back out, and Green's going to come out in some 2-3 zone here using that length, kind of daring Unitigo to shoot from the outside. Harley Bertzel to the high post now for Lizzie Kraft. Back to Harley. She can shoot from deep. Fires one up. A little too strong. Rebound on that far side for Avery James. And Unitigo holds on to possession. So we're underway about a minute in between Green and Unitigo here at Green High School tonight. A pass down low. They were looking for Raylan Parks, and it was knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans.
Minute in the game, and it kind of just feels like everybody's just feeling each other out. Now the crowd's not really into it yet. It's very quiet. It's eerily quiet here in this gym.
Pretty good crowd, too. I think they'll get fired up as the night goes on for sure, as Unitigo gets the ball in to the left corner again as they go left to right. Here's Lizzie Kraft, top of the arc. This one knocked out of bounds by Josie Dutcher, and it will stay here with Unitigo.
I would imagine the theory right now for Coach Gorton is to play the 2-3 zone, right? Take away Lizzie Kraft and make them shoot to win the game, right? Green is a little bit of a bigger gym. It's got a, you know, little space between the backboards. So shooting's a little bit difficult here in the Green gym.
A shot from the corner by Avery James is a miss, but Raylan Parks is there for a putback rebound, and Unitigo gets on the board first here, 2-0 over Green. Right side of the floor now for the Trojans as they bring it down, going right to left. And here is Mia Yonner. Zips one into the corner for Claire Flanagan. Inside now, Josie Dutcher up off the glass. Missed the left-handed layup and a rebound for Unitigo. And Avery James with an outlet pass to Maddie Bertzel. So a good start, especially on defense here for Unitigo. They lead 2-0, and we're 2 minutes in. Lizzie Kraft, right side, zips one to the high post. It was too tall there for Harley Bertzel, and a steal for Green. Here's Claire Flanagan, ahead now for Josie Dutcher. Back out, Abby Yonner, straightaway shot from the foul line, is in and out, and a rebound for Lizzie Kraft. Back down the floor now for Unitigo, going left to right. Right side for Harley Bertzel, pump fakes, feeds one on the baseline. Gets it back, little give and go with Avery James. A three ball, sky high there for Bertzel. Missed shot, we got a rebound underneath, or a foul, I should say. This one on Mia Yonner of Green.
Green is struggling with one of the problems with playing a 2-3 zone is they're not doing a very good job on the boards right now, as Unitigo's getting a lot of the offensive boards and second chances.
A steal now on the inbound pass for Green. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Here's Callie Knapp with a burst of speed, and she scores. Nice turning out of the jets there by Callie Knapp to get away from the defender and tie this up at 2 with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Pass left side here for Lizzie Kraft. Steps in left side 3 for Lizzie. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound for the Spartans. Raylan Kraft goes up and she's fouled. Avery James with the rebound. And then Parks is fouled down low.
Green is extending that 2-3 zone out. So you're going to see a lot of open area between, you know, the top of the three-point line, top of the key area, and the foul line. So they're going to dare the Spartans to shoot that shot and take that mid-range to a three-point shot all night.
Here's Raylan Parks, and her first shot at the line is no good. So we're tied 2-2. Been joking with a lot of the other media guys in the area. Every time these teams get together, you know it's going to be a low-scoring defensive affair. As here's Parks gets the second one. So everyone's been joking. What are you going to have, a 32-30 game tonight? Or, you know, something like that. I would venture to say this game will be in the 30s.
Well, I mean, Unitigo's coming out with a press right now. You're going to speed the game up, so maybe we'll see a little bit more scoring if the game speeds up, like right here with a steal from Kraft and up and in.
Yeah, Kraft with a big steal, and she puts it in. So Lizzie with her first bucket makes it Unitigo 5, Green 2, and then the ball knocked out of bounds as Green brings it back up the floor against the press.
Very dangerous play by Kraft there, reaching in, but the referee right there not making the call. The referee so far letting them play a little bit here.
Trojans across midcourt going right to left with 4:55 to go in this first quarter. It's the Unitigo girls 5, Green 2. Inside, Abby Yonner puts it up and she's fouled on the right low block, and the foul is on Kraft. Nice play there by Abby Yonner.
Green has a very basic offensive play they've run every single time down the court so far. It's basically a guards down play, and then what they do, it's almost like what you would see at the local YMCA. They just screen across for the big down low, and they're trying to look for Yonner every single time, and that time it pays off, and she gets the and-one bucket.
Here's Abby at the line, and her foul shot is good. So Green ties this game up 5-5 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. We're glad to have you on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream, the free audio, brought to you by SFCU. Here's Harley Bertzel, a left side three. That buckles in and out. It was halfway down and then popped sky high and came out. Rebound for Green. And Callie Knapp back down the floor here for the Trojans. Both teams starting to settle in a little bit. Green being patient on offense, making Unitigo work on D. Mia Yonner finds Josie Dutcher, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Now to Callie Knapp. Coach Z barking out some instructions. We got a traveling violation here on Callie Knapp. She got stuck in the paint. Turnover gives it back, and we're tied at 5.
Knapp missed Yonner come across the lower part of on a screen there and really got stuck with the ball. I've been really impressed with Unitigo moving the ball. And my coach used to say to me, if everybody touches the ball on the offensive side, we're going to get a good shot.
Here's Lizzie Kraft down low, partially blocked there by Abby Yonner on the turnaround. And the Trojans bring it back down the floor. We're tied 5-5 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Green with the basketball going right to left. Josie Dutcher left side. Looking for some options. Passes one back out, top of the key here for Alexis Cloyd, who's into the game for the first time tonight for the Trojans. And then a pass down low, Mia Yonner through the hands of Callie Knapp. Out of bounds going back to the Spartans. We're tied at 5, 3:40 to go first quarter.
Unitigo's playing some good man-to-man in your face defense here. and it's really messing around with Green.
Unitico moving the ball, going left to right. They go left wing side on the baseline for Parks. Back up top, Maddie Bertzel finds Avery James inside. Turnaround shot here for Kraft is no good. Gets her own rebound. Pulls it back out. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Here's Harley Bertzel in the paint, shoveling back out to Lizzie. Pull-up jumper from the right elbow. This time it rattles in for Lizzie. That makes it Unitego 7, Green 5, with 3 minutes to go in a fast-moving first quarter here from Green High School. Glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull with Rich Turnbull. Green having the basketball in the left corner in front of the Unitego bench. Back up to Cloyd. Little give and go back to Dutcher. Floats one into the left corner here for Yonner. Green being patient. Back to the top of the key. 2:45 to go first quarter. 5 on the shot clock. Let's see if Green is aware. Cloyd has her pocket picked by Harley Bertzel. Numbers if they can hurry, and now she'll pump the brakes and slow it down. Good defense again there, Rich, by Unitego.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with Unitego's defense. They just actually switched to a 2-3, but I've been more impressed with their offense. Everybody's just moving the ball, and everybody's getting a touch, and they're getting good shots.
Harley Bertzel to Avery James, now to the high post for Lizzie Kraft, and she got herself in trouble, gets it back, somehow feeds it over to Raylan Parks, and she finishes. And Raylan Parks has 5 of Unitego's 9 points. And Unitego girls lead 9-5 over Green with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Callie Knapp, left side, Josie Dutcher fires up a 3. That's a little short, and the rebound's going to go out of bounds and go back to the Spartans with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter.
Unitego, again, just being very patient but also very efficient, not taking bad shots. They're taking what Green is giving to them, and they're really just moving the ball extremely well. You could tell they've been working on this probably for years with Coach D, but it's really paying off at the moment.
Green, the rich get richer here as they bring in a 6'1 junior off the bench, Maya Leggett Carlin, who has great varsity experience. So a big team, and Coach Gorton trying to go big here. It's a steal now by Green. They'll pass it ahead for Josie Dutcher. Pump fakes, goes inside. Now they go to Cloyd on this left side. Her 3 looked like it got partially blocked. And then we got a rebound underneath and a foul, I believe, on Green. Yes, on Abby Yonner. Minute and a half to go first quarter. Unitego girls leading 9-5. And Unitego trying to add to their lead here. You know it's a big game, Rich, when everybody else in the league comes to watch. I look over, I see Grace Wally, who's one of the leading scorers in the area. Her and her dad drove all the way over from Walton to watch this game.
This is a big game.
Everybody wanted to see it in person. Yeah, Grace, second leading scorer in the area right now. 22-ish points a game right now off the top of my head. Here's Raylan Parks in the corner. Missed it. Unitego keeping it alive. They kick it out. Harley Bertzel from deep, and that won't go. Ball is still loose, and Lizzie Kraft comes up with a rebound, and then it's partially blocked by Abby Yonner. They say she got Lizzie on the wrist, and we got a foul.
You know, you've been talking a lot about heights and how Green has the height, but they certainly aren't using that height to secure a lot of defensive rebounds. As Unitego just keeps on getting chance after chance after chance on the offensive side. They've done a really good job of getting offensive rebounds that the Spartans have tonight.
Yeah, scrappy rebounding, which that's what I've seen from Unitego in doing their game against Oneonta, seeing them at the Cooperstown tournament. Just they're relentless on the board. Lizzie Kraft at the line makes the first foul shot. She's got 5 points, and Unitego leads Green 10-5.
You know, last year when I watched them, it just seemed like they were a few steps away from being that really good team. Right now, they just seem like they're confident. They're really, really confident. They believe in what they're doing right now.
Lizzie goes 2-for-2 at the line, and Unitego girls lead 11-5 as we hit a minute to go in the first quarter here at Green High School. Callie Knapp across the midcourt timeline for the Trojans. They're trying to figure out this puzzle of the Unitego 2-3 defense at the moment. They go high post. Leggett Carlin shoots and scores. Little 10-foot jumper from straight away from Maya Leggett Carlin. It's a big bucket there to make it 11-7. 40 seconds to go first quarter. Green trying to stay in touch here. Here's Lizzie Kraft, pump fakes, kicks it out. Harley Bertzel, sky-high 3, again off the back of the rim. But another rebound for Avery James, and the second-chance possessions have been huge for UCS. Fresh shot clock to work with, and now a reach-in foul here on Green.
You know, I'm watching Harley Bertzel out there, and she's kind of disappointed in herself a little bit. We're missing a couple shots, but she's missing good. As Rick Majerus used to say, the old Utah coach, if you miss good, you give your team an opportunity to get the offensive rebound. They're not bad misses, and it's really letting her team rebound and get good second half or second chance points and opportunities.
Yeah, a lot of these rebounds are going long, and some of the smaller guards are really gobbling them up there for Unitigo.
If I'm Coach D, I'm telling Harley, keep shooting. Shooters shoot, and you're not missing bad. You're not missing poorly. Your shots are a little bit off, and it's not really hurting your team right now.
Officials took a few extra minutes there to figure out that foul. It's going to be on Cali Knapp. So here's the team foul situation. That's five as a team on Green, only one on Unitigo. So this will send Unitigo to the line, and Gracie Tilt, who had just checked into the game, got fouled and will step to the charity stripe now with 23 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Gracie makes the first one.
It's an interesting one. We get to have the bird's eye view standing up here. She's about a foot or two away from the free throw line.
She
you
really
don't
is.
See that very often, but it was pure, pure net.
Second one for Gracie is no good. The broadcaster's cursed there. Rebound goes to Green, and they keep it in. So Unitigo leads 12-7 with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Green trying to get a bucket late in the first frame here. They go inside for Abby Yonner. Goes up and is fouled with 9 seconds to go first quarter. And Abby's going to the line. And that's going to be on Gracie Tilt, who just checked into the game. Could have been on a variety of players there. So
it's not a bad foul. She's upset with herself. But, I mean, make her earn them, right? She's going to have a layup if you don't foul her there.
Abby at the line. First shot, no good.
See, it pays off there, right? It's a good foul for, you know, she's one of the girls off the bench. You only got two team fouls. It's not a bad foul there. Use them up. Make them earn them.
Second one coming here for Abby Yonner at the line for Green. And that one's 0-for-2. Yeah, off the mark. A rebound. Loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. Green comes down with it. Alexis Cloyd to the hoop. And she's fouled with 3 seconds left. Unitigo fans not happy about that. This is going to send Cloyd to the line here for Green. So they get another crack at it here, Rich.
Yeah, a little bit out of control there, but Unitigo didn't take care of the ball. That's what Coach Z is upset about, kind of threw the ball away there, kind of a little bit out-hustled. That's why he's upset. Probably not upset at the foul. He's more upset at, you know, just the poor play around the play.
Here's Cloyd at the line, and her first shot rattles in. That makes it Unitigo 12, Green 8, with 3.5 seconds to go first quarter.
I really think Unitigo's been the better team so far, but Green is definitely hanging around, only down by 4. You got to be a little bit happy here.
Green misses the second foul shot. Ball loose on the floor. Green comes up with it, but time runs out in the first quarter. So Unitigo on the road here at Green High School. It's the Unitigo girls 12, Green 8, end of the first quarter. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. A missed shot by Lizzie Kraft. And Green with the rebound. They'll bring it back down the floor. Got to give a shout-out to our guy, Jeff Maliner. He's watching the stream, or watching the video stream and listening to us tonight on WCDOsports.com. So Empire State Takeover. He's always traveling around, couldn't be here tonight, so he's watching and listening online.
Probably a little bit of a tough trip. I think he lives up in the Albany area. That I-88 would have probably been nasty tonight. So good decision, Jeff. Glad to see you're, glad to hear that you're listening.
Yeah, he's all over the place, a lot of travel in his life. So we can save him a little trip here tonight. Here's Josie Dutcher on a rebound, putback, and a foul. And that's going to help Green for sure. Dutcher, with her first points, cuts it to a two-point game. Unitego 12, Green 10, 7:20 to go second quarter.
Kind of fell at a momentum shift at the end of that first quarter for Green, right? They kind of were just kind of going through the motions, and all of a sudden they've getting a little bit more momentum going here, and you can kind of feel a shift in the gym.
Dutcher's foul shot here, no good, but a rebound kicked out for Green. Ball kind of loose there for a second, but Trojans will slow it down here. They get possession back, and here's Callie Knapp, the steady point guard, going left side for Josie Dutcher. Now back to Alexis Coyd, top of the key. Going here for Callie Knapp. Green being patient. Shot clock's at 10, left side, as they go right to left. Looking for options at the high post. They're trying to get it inside there for Abby Yonner, but it's just impossible to get that pass through. A missed shot here by the Trojans and a rebound for Raylan Parks, who continues to just be kind of the unsung hero of this Unitego team. Here's Maddie Bertzel, goes far side for Harley. Harley for Avery James in the corner. Now for Raylan Parks. Shot clock at 15. Avery James, the bench yelling for her to shoot it. They thought she had an open look, but she didn't pull the trigger. Instead, Harley Bertzel says, I got this. Right side, missed it. And a rebound for Green. Nice rebound by Maya Leggett. Carlin finds Josie Dutcher in transition. She missed the right-handed layup. Almost had too much space, thought about it too much, and couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Unitego. So it's Unitego 12, Green 10, 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Left side now for Maddie Bertzel to the high post for Lizzie Kraft. Good dump-in pass down low for Raylan Parks. We got a jump ball. Got tied up. The arrow is going to give it back to Green.
You got some interesting coaching styles going on right now. You got Unitego, who's changing up their defenses throughout the night. But Green has exclusively played 2-3 zone. And you got Coach Z, right, that's doing that old traditional working it to either to the short corner or he's working it to the high post. It's whatever Green is giving them every time on the court. So you're seeing a lot of traditional style basketball tonight here in the MAC League.
Trojans have it with Callie Knapp closely guarded here by Avery James, and some more in your shorts man-to-man here for Unitego. Shot clock's at 10. Green really hasn't even advanced it too far towards the foul line at this point in this possession, and now it's knocked away. And Maddie Bertzel will bring it down the floor. The pesky defense of Unitego continues. Lizzie Kraft inside for Raylan Parks. Gets tied up along the baseline and then threw it away. Green turning up the heat in the kitchen on defense. Right side, Callie Knapp finding Josie Dutcher. Pump fakes on the three. Gets around Kraft. We got a reach in here on Maddie Bertzel. Got her on the arm, and foul be on the floor, so we'll have inbounds underneath the basket.
That's going to be her second of the evening. I personally, just being an observer here, I think Unitego actually plays better when they're in man-to-man. I'm kind of surprised when they go to 2-3. I wonder if they're nervous about the bigs and not being able to match up. As here they come, as soon as I say they play better man-to-man, here they come in a 2-3 zone out of bounds.
5:20 to go, second quarter. It's Unitego 12, Green 10. Pass inside here for Abby Yonner, the weird bank. She's even laughing about that it went in. Tough angle, and she banks it in.
I think she wanted to go with the old-school Kareem Abdul-Jabbar skyhook, and then she realized she was too far away. She just threw it up, and it went in.
Must be Abby learned that at Armadillo's with us, a little skyhook like that. Either way, it counts. They tie it up at 12-12. A rebound here off a missed shot from Unitego. Green brings it right back down the floor. That was another quick possession for Unitego. Oh, they find a wide-open Mia Yonner underneath, and she buries it. Unitego couldn't find her on defense.
Green has certainly just taken the momentum over the last 3 to 4 minutes of this game. Unitego has really not rebounded well out of on the offensive side like they did in the beginning of the game, and it's just really showing all of a sudden.
Green 14, Unitego 12, 4.5 to go second quarter. This is what Green can do to you, wear you down. They're just kind of a very balanced team that doesn't do anything real flashy to you. Here's Gracie Tilt. Off a pass from Lizzie Kraft, it's too far. The miss goes to Claire Flanagan, who's back into the game. She had to sit for a little while with some foul issues. Flanagan, far side, Josie Dutcher, spot up three on the left side, no good. Foul underneath on the rebound. Mia Yonner pulled it down. I believe Gracie Tilt, yes, is going to pick up the foul.
Wearing them down is perfect to describe what Green is doing. They have just worn Unitego down, and it's only 3 minutes into the 4 minutes into the second quarter.
Great inbounds play here. They find Abby Yonner for a wide open right-handed layup. and it bounces in and out. It will stay with green, though. So another chippy that they just couldn't cash in on.
A lot of miscues right now on the Unit Eagle side, just getting some easy looks all of a sudden for green. It's really uncharacteristic of Unit Eagle so far this year.
Here's Abby Yonner with another shot off the glass, and the bank is open tonight for Abby. She's got seven, and green now leads 16-12. A little 8-0 run here for the Trojans to start the second quarter. Unit Eagle has not scored in this second frame so far, Rich, with 3:45 to go, second quarter. Avery James, pull-up jumper, there it is. And Avery gets her first bucket of the night.
Greens did a good job of just extending their zone and making Unit Eagle take, you know, the mid-range jump shots, and they just haven't been making them in the last quarter.
Green 16, Unit Eagle 14. And now some good defense by Unit Eagle. It's slapped away by Maddie Bertzel, and ahead for Harley Bertzel. A little cousin tandem there on defense. And now Unit Eagle will settle it down. They go left side for Lizzie Kraft. Green looking to settle in on defense here again, as they've really kind of found their groove on defense in the second quarter. Shot clock at 10. Gracie Tilt with a long two. That's no good. Went off the hands of Claire Flanagan. Out of bounds. The shot clock did not reset there. So 8 seconds on the shot clock still for Unit Eagle.
You can hear Coach Z screaming below us, move the ball more, move the ball. Don't get stuck in one spot. Move the ball more. You know, Green has just done a good job, and Unit Eagle stopped moving the ball like they did in the first 3 minutes of the game.
Unit Eagle gets it in. I don't know if they know about the shot clock here. It's not going to matter. A steal by Callie Knapp, but she dribbled it out of bounds. Well, I should say her momentum carried her out of bounds. They didn't reset the shot clock again, so it's at 2 seconds here. I don't know if Callie really had enough possession to get that to reset. We'll see. Coach Z wants a timeout regardless. We'll step away. 2:55 to go, second quarter. It's the Green Girls leading Unit Eagle 16-14 from Green High School. We'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, just under 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us here as well on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU, our free audio archive there as well. Also brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. And Unit Eagle had to throw it away. There was only 2 seconds left on the shot clock. I should have said that again out of the break. I don't know, Rich, should it have reset when Green got that steal? Hard
did
to
they,
say.
Was there actually possession, though?
I don't know. Might have just got knocked out of bounds. Yeah. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Green leading 16-14. First quarter was controlled by Unit Eagle, and now they've kind of flipped the script here. Now Green, a good pass down low, and oh, Abby Yonner misses the right-handed layup. It rolled off the front of the rim. Unit Eagle gets it back. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Green 16, Unit Eagle 14. This is kind of what we expected, a low-scoring, great battle between two top teams in the MAC. This could be a MAC championship preview. Here's Avery James, and a travel is going to give it back to Green, left side. And the Unit Eagle offense has kind of stalled here, Rich. Only 2 points so far in this second quarter. After a really good start, you get off to that good start on the road here, but they've slowed down.
The one girl from Green that kind of, everybody goes with her is the Knapp girl, right? She shows a lot of energy at the top of the key, at the top of the zone, puts a lot of pressure on them, and kind of she started to pick it up, Green started to pick it up.
A miss on the baseline, left side there for Abby Yonner. It was just too much mustard on it. A rebound for Unit Eagle to pull it back down. Here is Maddie Bertzel setting it up, swinging it far side for Harley Bertzel. Inside for Gracie Tilt, lost control of it. Abby Yonner with a steal using those quick hands. 1:45 to go, second quarter, and Green back across the Trojans logo at midcourt, going right to left. Left side now for Josie Dutcher. Green again being patient. Unitico's gone back to the 2-3 zone. Here's Dutcher with a high arcing three. It wouldn't go. Abby Yonner with the rebound. Kicks it back out. They're going to reset. Josie goes to the left side here in front of the Unitico bench. Wants another opportunity. Goes back inside. Abby Yonner, pull-up jumper. Too strong. And the rebound for Green, also off the mark there from Maya Leggett. Carlin, finally, Unitico has got a rebound. Three good looks on that possession for Green. They couldn't cash in. Here's Unitico on the baseline, looking for Raylan Parks, tied up. Gets it back into the left corner. Harley Burtzel for three. Can she get one to fall? Yes. Big three there for Harley, her first bucket.
Sigh of relief as she's coming down the court. Get her hands up. If she gets going, it's going to be a better night for Unitico.
Yeah, she can be a streaky shooter, and to see one go through could be huge. It's Unitico 17, Green 16. Here's Callie Knapp trying to answer with a three of her own. Missed it. Maya Leggett Carlin with a rebound opportunity. Lost control of it, and Unitico comes away. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Unitico girls up by one here before halftime. Into the corner now for Gracie Tilt. Unitico taking their time. They go to Maddie Burtzel. Not a Tilt. Down low. Raylan Parks. Pull-up jumper. No. And a rebound for Maddie Burtzel. Went into the land of the trees and comes out with it. Unitico can play for the last shot if they want. Kraft is on the bench. A steal now by Green. Ahead for Josie Dutcher. Takes it in. Scores. And is fouled from behind by Unitico. And Dutcher's going to the line. And Green takes the lead.
I'm going to say this out loud. I don't know if I should be. That might have been a little bit of an anticipation call. I didn't see a whole lot of contact there from Harley Burtzel, but, you know, that's why they get paid to be the referees, I guess.
So Josie Dutcher kind of making up. She missed one of those earlier where she had a chance on a layup. This time she cashes in and is looking for the old-fashioned three-point play, and that one's good for Josie Dutcher with 5 points. Green leads 19-17. 5 seconds left here, second quarter. Avery James, can she get the shot off? Goes to Harley Burtzel in the corner. A lot of contact there, no call. And we're going to the halftime break with the Green girls leading 19-17 over Unitico. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. But, Rich, real quick, before we take a little extended break here, your thoughts on this first half?
I thought that Unitico came out really playing well to start, you know, first 2-3 minutes of the game. They were really controlling it. Green settled in, picked up their defense, got some easy baskets, and, you know, Green's using the big court and the home court advantage, and they're up by two. If you're Unitico, you're not that upset being down by 2 points going into halftime, and you know, you could play a whole lot better. You kind of want to play like you were in the first 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah, great first half here, as we expected, back and forth, several lead changes, and low scoring. It's maybe not as low scoring as it could be, but right on pace for a game in the probably mid to high 30s, low 40s. So, again, Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Our halftime score, Green Girls leading Unitico 19-17 here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join.
Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Rich Turnbull, Nate Law. We're live here at Green High School. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. You might want to keep that number handy this time of year, folks. Especially this week, it's been frigid out there. 607-563-HEAT for Mirabito Energy Products. Let's go through our scoring summary here, Rich, in the first half. Again, with the Green Girls leading 19-17. First for Unitico, 6 points for Lizzie Kraft, 5 for Raylan Parks, 3 for Harley Burtzel, 2 for Avery James, and 1 for Gracie Tilt. Pretty balanced on the other side as well for Green, 7 for Abby Yonner, 5 for Josie Dutcher, 2 for Maya Leggett Carlin, 2 for Callie Knapp, 2 for Mia Yonner, and 1 for Alexis Cloyd. So, should be a great second half. I'm interested to see if, as you said, Rich, both these coaches kind of old school, like to keep it, pretty simple, I would say. There's no need to get too fancy with these guys. But the chess match, coaching-wise, could be interesting down the stretch here.
You said it earlier, before we started the game today, that the MAC has kind of become that league that's got all those old traditional coaches. Right? You and I used to talk about how the Tri-Valley had a lot of those coaches back when we were playing. But now it seems like the old-school coaches are in the MAC league. And, you know, you got Coach Z that's been coaching almost, I mean, he's been coaching longer than I've been alive, and I'm not...
60-plus years he's been coaching.
So I'm 45 years old, so he's been coaching. He's forgot more basketball than I ever learned. And Coach Gordon's been coaching for a long, long time. When I coached up in Norwich, when I helped coach in Norwich, he was coaching Green then, and that was a pretty long time ago.
I'll put it this way. Coach Z was Jim Kenyon's high school coach. We all know J.K.
Yeah.
J.K.'s been at Worcester for over 40 years
as
a coach and athletic director.
I mean, J.K. is certainly the V legend of Worcester. I mean, he's the first and only Section 4 Hall of Famer from the Wolverines. And, wow, that's just an amazing fact. That's a great trivia fact.
Yeah.
Coach Z was Jim Kenyon's coach. Wow, that's quite amazing.
I mean, that's
amazing.
1967 we're talking about. There's some trophies in Franklin when Coach Z was there. They won some championships, and Coach Z was coaching that. Now, he was fresh out of college. He was probably 21 or so. So it's not like he's that much older. But
I'm 45, and I can remember when I was in high school, I can remember Coach Z was the coach at Oneana. And
yeah.
We all know those late 90s teams in Oneana, boys and girls side, were phenomenal. And Coach Z was like right in the middle of it all over there.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's a legend. So Green is back out on the court, but Coach Z and Unitigo's just coming out now. I'm sure he's kind of a mad scientist in there trying to figure out something. The one thing I'm going to look for is, I mean, Green's done a really good job on Lizzie Kraft. She's only got 6 points. She's probably one of the premier players in all of our area. And to hold her to 6 points is quite a deal. She's coming out smiling and all that. And the other thing that was interesting is she ended the first half on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was a keep her fresh type of mode from Coach Z, or I don't think she's in any foul trouble.
No.
So it's just interesting why she was on the bench, probably just to keep her fresh. But I would look for her to try to, you know, take the ball. She's had a lot of shots at the foul line, or the kind of the foul line extended area. She needs to get to the basket a little bit more. And I'm sure that's what she'll... I'm thinking that's probably what Coach Z was talking about.
Speaking of the Tri-Valley, before we take a quick break here, I want to say congrats to Jackson Reed of Skenevis Boys Basketball. He joined the 1,000-point club tonight, probably about 15 minutes ago. He scored his 1,000th point there. They're hosting Morris tonight in Skenevis. Jackson is the 10th player. There's 6 boys and 4 girls now in SES history to hit 1K. Pretty cool that he was able to do it on his home floor. I should have some photos and some other info later on Instagram and Twitter and NateLaw.com. So congrats to Jackson Reed.
It's always cool to hear kind of some of the historical stuff coming out of the Draper Dragons out there in Skenevis. So, yes, congratulations. Well, what year is he in school? Is he a...
He is a senior.
Oh, he's a senior, so that's cool. He'll be able to probably get... I was talking about this the other day, right? Stephen Dowdle of Norwich just scored it, his 1,000th point over the break, and I was thinking, how many more points can he get? I mean, you're still probably got about a half of a season left.
Yeah, very
so
true.
So you probably got 10 to 12 more games, so, you know, you could get another 200 points. I mean, they could be 200, 300 points, so you're looking at a 1,300-point career, 1,200-point career. That's pretty good.
Skenevis, I haven't seen it yet, but they are putting up a 1,000-point banner.
Oh, that's great.
A couple local schools are doing that, so he'll have his name on there soon. So Rich and I are going to take a quick break. Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Green girls leading Unitigo here at the half, 19-17. Third quarter coming up here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hardwood.
hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. We're back underway here in the third quarter. Green 19, Unitigo 17. Green in the dark green, Unitigo in the dark green uniforms here with the white trim. Green is in the home whites with the lighter green trim. Here's Unitigo. Lizzie Kraft down low. Makes the bucket. No, she traveled, they say, at the left low block. Thought maybe she was going to the line, but she shuffled her feet.
Well, that was interesting. It looked like the referee put his hand up to call a foul there, and then he changed his mind and went to a traveling call. It looked like it could have gone either way. He's definitely pointing himself and saying, my bad. That probably is your bad. I'm sorry.
7:25 to go here, third quarter. A running layup here for Callie Knapp is too strong. She had a tough angle. And Unitigo back the other way. Here's Harley Bertzel with a runner in the paint. That won't go. But Maddie Bertzel always coming up with those clutch rebounds, those little plays that you need. She's able to get that and give Unitigo another crack at it, and Lizzie cashes it in this time from the left elbow. Lizzie's up to 8 points.
So the first time Kraft touched the ball, she tried to take it to the basket like we talked about at halftime, and then Unitigo plays off from her a little bit, gives her a little bit easier of a shot, and she cashes it. She's gonna make that shot.
Both teams coming into tonight's game 7-1, so this is a big tilt between these two. And here's Claire Flanagan, her first bucket. When she gets going, look out. That's a three ball there for Flanagan, and the Green girls lead 22-19 with 6.5 to go here in this third quarter. Unitigo back to the high post. Lizzie Kraft down low looking for Raylan Parks. Now back out for Harley Bertzel to Maddie Bertzel on the right side as Unitigo goes right to left. Good ball movement. Shot clock to 10. Here's Harley, a dump-in pass down low, finding Lizzie. Shot clock at 5, shoveling back out for Harley. Skips across the top of the zone, now for Maddie. Bertzel for 3, and she hits it. That's a big-time shot for Maddie.
Kraft got in trouble, kicked it out to Harley Bertzel, and Bertzel makes a great pass to her cousin across the whole court, essentially, and she makes it right at the buzzer of the shot clock.
We're tied at 22 now with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Right side here for Abby Yonner. The heavyweight fight continues here between these two. Here is Callie Knapp. Comes off of a screen. Had her pocket picked, but it bounced over to Claire Flanagan, and Green will hold on to possession. Shot clock's down to 3. Here's Josie Dutcher with a 3 ball. It's too strong. A bullet off the glass, and they're going to say it was a shot clock violation.
Good defense by Unitigo, keeping the pressure on, and Green just could not get a good shot off. So Unitigo, are they going to keep on working the ball? If you notice, every time down the court right now, they've worked it to Lizzie Kraft at the foul line, making her work. Here it is again.
Kraft at the high post, left elbow jumper too strong. Abby Yonner rips down a rebound. And an outlet pass to Callie Knapp. Knapp will dribble to cross half court as Green goes left to right on your radio dial. 5:15 to go, third quarter. We're, again, tied at 22. And we're going to have a call on Green down low. Going to be on Mia Yonner.
And she knew it. She did not set herself to set the screen. I think she was setting the screen for her sister, actually, and just was not set. You've got to have that. That is one of the more emphasized calls in basketball the last 5 years or so. Everybody's looking for that screener to be set.
Unitigo with the basketball. They go Harley Bertzel, left side, 3. Oh, in and out. Boy, that looked like it was going to be pretty good. Abby Yonner with the rebound. Outlet pass Callie Knapp. 4:55 to go, third quarter, tied at 22. And here is Claire Flanagan. Now back to Callie Knapp into the paint. Right side, and we got a foul on Unitigo with 4:45 to go, third quarter. This one's going to be on Avery James. Just got a text from our good friend Greg Davey, former WCDO sports director. He said, here's another perspective on Coach Z. His only on a boys team in 75-76 featured Joe Hughes and Mark May.
75-76.
That's crazy.
I was born in 79, and you're talking about two more legends of Oneonta, right? Joe Hughes and Mark May. Everybody knows Joe Hughes got into the Section 4 Hall of Fame last year. Great baseball coach. Probably could have played Major League Baseball, but some things happened in the minor leagues, whatever. But, of course, Mark May goes on and plays for the Washington Redskins at the time.
Yeah.
Won a Super Bowl, I think, maybe?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on, that's absurd.
Joe Hughes, episode 100 of the Nate Law Podcast.
Oh, wow, 100.
One of my favorites.
I mean,
his story is tremendous.
Yeah, Joe's got a great story. He was, what, college roommates with Ozzie Guillen, I think it was, or something like that?
Yeah, and he went and played down...
minor league roommates.
Yeah, minors. He went down, played South America, so a really cool story. If you want to go back and listen to that on NateLaw.com or WCDOSports.com. Callie Knapp goes 1 out of 2 at the line. That gives Green a 23-22 lead. Now a missed shot by Unitigo. Sorry, folks. I was going down memory lane there. Missed the foul shot.
It's easy to, right? It's easy to go down memory lane. We do that a lot.
23-22, 4:25 to go here, third quarter. Here is Mia Yonner. Back out to Josie Dutcher. We got a great game here. And you can tell this one feels like it's going to go down to the wire tonight. Abby Yonner thought about a three, goes inside, and then lost control of it. Here's a steal for Raylan Parks. Down the right side of the floor, slows it down, and works one back out here to Maddie Bertzel. A slow, kind of slow-moving third quarter here. Not a lot of scoring for either side. Avery James, bounce pass for Lizzie Kraft. Comes around, got two defenders right in her face. Goes back left side. Now to Kraft at the high post. Got it back there from Harley Bertzel. Fadeaway jumper there, no good. Raylan Parks puts it up on the rebound and is fouled. Boy, it's been a battle underneath on the glass. Parks going up against the Yonner sisters. It's very physical, and this time Raylan is going to go to the line.
I think it was Jeff Maliner who said the Green girls kind of lull you, right? They just kind of like lull you to death a little bit here. Like, there's nothing spectacular about them. But the one thing that they do really well is they know where Kraft is all the time. They're letting the Bertzel shoot out front, but when Kraft gets the ball, they're all over her. They've obviously worked on it, and they're swarming all over all the time.
Parks misses the first shot at the line. Yes, Jeff, if you're still listening, we are reading your tweets here in the booth and taking that into our broadcast knowledge here for tonight's game. Parks' second shot, no good. And foul shots are going to be key down the stretch. That's a tough one there for Unitigo to go 0-for-2. Ball out of bounds on the rebound, and it's going back here to Green.
That's a really intelligent statement that you just said, Nate. Right, foul shots are going to come down to, especially when both teams are playing such good defense and you're not getting a whole lot of great looks. Right, you can't give up the free opportunities with someone's not in your face on the foul line.
Green 23, Unitigo 22, 3.5 to go, third quarter. Trojans with the basketball, going left to right. And looking to get this one back up to the right side for Callie Knapp. Knapp, chest pass, far side, Josie Dutcher. Little give and go. Dutcher thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Shot clock's at 5. Green forcing it inside, and the door slams shut there, and a steal for Unitigo.
So Unitigo switches the 2-3 zone and gets a good stop and another good possession, a defensive side for the Spartans.
There's Gracie Tilt. Now back to Harley Bertzel. A three ball, too strong again, and Harley is just a little cold from the outside tonight. Here is Josie Dutcher. Got the rebound, goes ahead for Abby Yonner. Just couldn't finish in the paint from straight away. Another rebound for Unitigo. Green clinging to this one-point lead, 23-22, with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Kraft at the high post there tried a bounce pass and was kicked, so we got a whistle.
A little confusion there. It looked like two teams kicked the ball, and everybody was kind of like, which team's going to get the ball, and they're going to keep it here with Unitigo.
So underneath the bucket, Maddie Bertzel doing the inbounding duties to the left of the hoop. Unitigo going right to left. And they try to go to the far side. It's intercepted again by Josie Dutcher. A breakaway layup if she can hurry, and Josie's able to finish here. She's up to 7 points.
That was caused by great pressure, defense, and then a poor decision. But Green extending their zone on the out-of-bounds and causing that turnover.
Coach Z wants a timeout, and he'll get it. With 2:20 to go here in the third, it's Green 25, Unitigo 22. We'll be back at Green High School here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. A lot of people tonight watching the video stream as well as listening to us. I've got a couple of pictures. The camera's right across from us. I feel like we can wave and say hi to everybody.
It's one of the huddle cameras. It's right over there. You can always tell when the huddle cameras are on because they have the green light flashing there. Single light there.
So a lot of people texting us saying, hey, they can see us. Well, we're seeing a great game here as Unitego out of the timeout. Throws another pass away here. A good steal on the far side of the court there by Abby Yonner. Ahead for Josie Dutcher, and she finishes. Dutcher's got 9, and Green, their biggest lead of the game at 27-22 with a 1:55 to go in the third.
Unitego doing a poor job of passing the ball against the pressure on the top.
Here's Harley Birdsall, and she gets the turnaround. That's a big shot from the foul line for Harley, and she hits. I feel like Green has gotten 3 deflection and steals on, like, the same exact pass.
Yeah, they're just putting a lot of pressure, and the Green's, or Unitego's just not handling that and trying to make that cross-court pass.
Inside now for Abby Yonner. Green to the right low block. Missed shot there by Yonner. Ball was deflected on the rebound, and Kraft comes out of there with it. Lizzie across midcourt to the right side for Maddie Birdsall. She glances over to the bench, gets some instructions from the staff, and goes left side for Gracie Tilt. Inside, Lizzie Kraft for a long 2 in the left corner, buckled on the side of the rim. Another big rebound by Maddie Birdsall. In the land of the trees, she comes out with it, probably the smallest guard on the floor, and gets that rebound. Here's Avery James for a 3. That one is well short. This time, Green's got the rebound with a minute to go in the third. Green girls leading 27-24 on a chilly night outside. And a timeout here is going to be taken by Coach Gorton of Green. If you stayed home or you're driving out there, be careful. We got a good one here coming up with a good finish. 53 seconds to go, third quarter. Green 27, Unitego 24. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
53 seconds to go, third quarter, and out of the timeout, Trojans have the basketball going left to right. They float it to Claire Flanagan, little give and go. Trojans trying to increase their lead here late in the third frame. And now a steal at the top of the arc. No, it's taken right back, though, by Green. Avery James got it tipped. Now to Abby Yonner. Had to force a 3. Mia Yonner, the turnaround rebound is good. Abby had to float it up because the shot clock was going down, and Mia gets the putback basket. That's a big one. Green 29, Unitego 24. 20 seconds left, third quarter. And another steal by Abby Yonner. I feel like she's been everywhere on defense. 15 seconds left, third quarter. Green trying to push this lead a little bit. Left side, Claire Flanagan. Now for Mia Yonner. To the high post, it's intercepted by Unitego. Do they have enough time? 5 seconds left, third quarter. Maddie Birdsall getting to half court to Avery James, and they're not going to get the shot off. Third quarter in the books. Green girls ahead 29-24, one of the biggest gaps of the game. We'll be back with the fourth quarter here on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, start of the fourth quarter, Green 29, Unitego 24. Rich, let's talk about the Unitego perspective. How can they close this gap a little bit? I felt like Green had the momentum there in the third quarter.
Unitego's got to take care of the ball a little bit more. They've had a lot of turnovers here in the last, you know, half of the third quarter. They made an adjustment by putting Harley Bertzel at the foul line and moving Kraft away from it. They were trying to, you know, dump the ball to her in the short corner. They got to take care of the ball. They got to get some better looks. Green, I think, has just got to keep on doing what they're doing, actually, and playing good defense and limiting Unitego shots.
Here's Claire Flanagan after the ball bounced around. Unitego almost with a steal, and now they do. But it's going to be taken right back by Flanagan. A little game of hot potato here. Here's Flanagan into the teeth of the defense. Lost control of it. Bodies flying everywhere. And finally, we got a jump ball. Both teams getting on the floor. And finally, it gets tied up. That's what you like to see, the hustle. Everybody wants to win this game.
Every possession matters right now because it's a low-scoring game. You're not going to get a lot of points, so you got to take the opportunities when you get them. You can't turn the ball over.
Unitego across midcourt. Again, they're in the dark green uniforms with the white trim. Green is in the home whites with the kind of more of the line green trim here. Green with the basketball. Excuse me, Unitego with the basketball. Too much green out there tonight. And here is Harley Bertzel. Her pass bounced off, goes back to Avery James, has to toss up a three late in the shot clock, out of bounds, and going back to the Green Trojans. And Unitego looks frustrated on offense right now.
The bigs for Green are just, you know, they're just so big down low, and they take away, you know, the passing lanes, and it's really hard to get the ball down to the block or the short corner. Unitego's really only great opportunities are those, you know, mid-range jump shots. They're not getting good looks down low, and it's tough. You got to draw the defense away from the basket.
Again, nothing flashy from this Green team, but they just find ways to get it done. Here's Abby Yonner on the right side, and now a foul on Lizzie Kraft. That feels like a frustration foul for Lizzie, trying to play some really tough defense there and reached a little bit.
Well, she went for the steal and got out of position, and then she had to kind of body up the other player, and she was just out of position. That's her third foul. It's something to watch here.
Yeah, first team foul for Unitego here to start the fourth quarter. None for Green yet. Inbounds pass for the Trojans. They just escape a trap there from Unitego. They go far side. Josie Dutcher left that three short, just kind of skimmed the front of the rim. Unitego with a rebound. Still a lot of time left for Unitego. They don't have to panic quite yet, but they got to be a little better here on their possessions. They're just kind of letting some things slip.
So one of the you know, strategies of beating a 2-3 zone is actually to beat it down the court. That's what a lot of teams used to do against the old Syracuse teams. And you kind of saw it there. Unitego kind of took their time. They should have tried to beat it down the court, didn't let it set up.
Bertzel to the right side, finding Lizzie Kraft. That ball had been knocked out of bounds, so they got it underneath the hoop. And now we got a foul here on Callie Knapp. She's not happy with it. 6:20 to go in the fourth. Green girls leading 29-24. That's the second personal on Callie Knapp.
She said, that's not a foul. Well, it hasn't really been called a foul all game. She has a point.
Like you said earlier, they have let him play a lot. Right from the opening tip tonight. Bertzel to the right side now for Harley. Maddie found Harley there. They go back side for Avery James. She tried to make the extra pass, and it went off the leg of Mia Yonner, and I think that's the length right there. You try to make that pass, you're going to make it 9 times out of 10, but not with Mia standing there.
And the green bottom of that green zone, that front line of the zone, just collapses on everything very, very well. They're just getting no looks in the paint.
Unitego gets it in, and we got a foul underneath, I believe, on the Trojans. Yes, on Mia Yonner, who's kind of been in and out of this game a little bit with some foul trouble. That's the third foul here on Mia. 6:05 to go, fourth quarter. Green girls still leading 29-24 here at Green High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined here by Rich Turnbull. Unitego gets it in, a block, and then Green takes it away as Raylan Parks went up for that shot, had it blocked, and then here's Josie Dutcher going coast to coast, and a reach-in foul on Unitego, and it's spiraling a little bit right now for the Spartans.
She was bumping her the whole way down the court, so that's actually a good foul. I don't know if it would have been a shooting foul, though. They're going to call it a shooting foul. It looked like she kind of bumped her before that, but the referee's calling that a shooting foul. I'm not sure.
6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and yeah, Josie Dutcher is going to head to the line here. I agree. I thought it was kind of farther out on the floor. And here is Dutcher's first shot, rattles it in. Josie, the first one in to double figures here for either side. She's got 10 points.
6 points seems like a lot of points in this game.
Feels like a mountain to climb.
It does feel like a huge deficit.
And Josie goes 2 for 2. She's got 11. Green, 31. Unitico, 24. And the Spartans have their work cut out for them here down the stretch. Two state-ranked teams going toe-to-toe here tonight. The rankings will be out tomorrow for this week, but they were both in there last week. Here's Lizzie Kraft. Right corner now. Unitico with the basketball going right to left. Shot clock at 10. Callie Knapp playing some interior shorts defense again. It's tapped into the backcourt. Unitico has to chase it back. 5 on the shot clock. Here's Avery James. Tossing it towards the hoop. She got in tough space and just had to kind of throw one towards the hoop and ends up throwing it away.
That is just a testament to the Greens defense. How many times have we seen Unitico have to be rushed to try to beat the shot clock? Boy, I've been very impressed with this zone. They haven't really got away from it at all. The guards extend really well, put a lot of pressure on the ball, and the bigs are so big down low, and they take away all the zones, and they just, the guards create these bad possessions, and the bigs get the steal. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah, well done here by the Trojans so far tonight on defense, and now a foul on Kraft at the right low block. That's 4 on Lizzie. Got kind of tangled up there with Mia Yonner. And things are tough right now for Unitico, and the Spartan fans are not happy about some of these calls either. They're letting them know.
Decision time, right, for Coach D. You got 5 minutes left, and you're down by the largest deficit of the game, and he's going to stay with it. He's going to stay with Kraft.
Here's Josie Dutcher. A 3-ball is well short, out of bounds. Staying with the Trojans with coming up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Green, 31. Unitico, 24. And so the Trojans will have it to the right of the basket underneath on the baseline. And we said some of that atmosphere early in the game, it was quiet. Not so much now here, Rich. The fans starting to get into this one. But Green just lost it out of bounds there as Dutcher came in and then stepped on the line, giving it back to the Spartans.
And look, here we go. We got Green extending that zone, and they're trying to create a bad pass in the timeout. That's a good timeout for Unitico to try to settle things down here before it gets too out of control.
5 minutes left. Timeout Unitico. Green girls leading 31-24 here at home on WCDO. We'll be right back.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. The Unitico fans trying to get some energy and rally their troops here. Spartans will have the ball in front of their own bench, again with 5 minutes to go here on the road in a key MAC game. Both these teams 7-1 overall, both 2-0 in the league coming in. Today won't make or break the rest of the season, but it goes a long way into giving somebody maybe the one seed or the two seed down the road. 4:45 to go here, fourth quarter. Unitico working it around. 10 on the shot clock. Left side, they go down low for Kraft. The Raylan Parks, and she finishes. Great execution by Unitico.
That's the first time they actually got a clean look, and it was still pressured, but they actually got a clean look and didn't get a steal down there. So good play by Unitico out of the timeout.
Now a steal here by Harley Bertzel. Ahead for Avery James. Unitigo's got to be smart here. 31-26. They trail. With 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter, here's Raylan Parks on the baseline. Zips one back up, Harley Bertzel, far side. Avery James inside for Lizzie Kraft, playing with those 4 fouls. We got to pay attention to that. Bounce pass to the far side. Raylan Parks, pull-up jumper, too strong. And a rebound for Abby Yonner on the far side. Callie Knapp will bring it down the floor with 4 minutes left here, fourth quarter. Floating into the corner now for Abby Yonner. Green willing to take their time. Knapp, left side. Great bounce pass through the teeth of the defense for Abby Yonner, and she's fouled, missed the shot. But Abby's going to head to the line, and Raylan Parks gets called for the infraction. 3:48 left. And Abby Yonner will be heading to the line. Josie Dutcher has 11. Abby Yonner with 7 to lead Green in the scoring department. Make that 8 here for Abby. 8 for Lizzie Kraft on the other side, 7 for Raylan Parks, and 5 for Harley Bertzel to lead Unitego so far. Abby stepping in here. And again, we said these free throws so key down the stretch, and she goes 2 for 2. 9 points now for Abby Yonner. And that gives Green a 33-26 lead with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Harley Bertzel into the corner now for Raylan Parks. Unitego trying to skip the top of the defense here. They do this time. The pass got there safely, but this time they tried to go right back, and it was knocked out by Josie Dutcher. And when they try to go over the top of the defense, it's not working out well.
That pressure, again, just the guards do such a good job pressuring, and then it allows the bigs to take chances and get in the passing lanes and get a ton of steals.
A pass to the high post here for Raylan Parks from Harley Bertzel. Entry was from the right side. We got a foul on Mia Yonner, I believe her 4th. So she's going to come out, and Maya Leggett-Carlin back in.
That's the luxury you have when you got Carlin on the bench. You can protect Yonner, and you know, you can kind of roll the dice here a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, 5'10", 5'11", 6'1", not a bad thing to have in Class C.
It's a good problem.
Here's Lizzie Kraft, the jumper from the foul line, draws air, out of bounds, and going back to the Trojans with 3:20 left. Fourth quarter, Green girls on their home floor, leading 33-26. And Callie Knapp will walk it up the floor, taking her time. Right side here for Callie. Bounce pass into the corner. Green taking their time. To the high post for Maya Leggett-Carlin. Her turnaround shot is good. She looked surprised it went in.
Well, Kraft didn't come out and guard her, and she said, heck, I'll take this shot, and she shot it up. I think Kraft was worried that she's got 4 fouls. You still got to guard the girl.
35-26 with 2:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Green's on top. Here's Lizzie down low. Gets it partially blocked. Second chance for Lizzie. Missed the shot. Raylan Parks is right there, though. Great hustle play. Works it back out. Avery James for a long two. That rattles in and out. And somebody put a lid down here on this rim for Unitego. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Green with their biggest lead of the game on their home floor. After a slow start, they really have put their stamp on this game in the second half. Maya Leggett-Carlin to the far side for Josie Dutcher. 10 on the shot clock, and Green is content to continue to cycle it for Abby Yonner. Tough shot there. Hit the side of the basket. Kept alive here by Green, but it's going to be a shot clock violation. Or did he call the foul out here? Oh, my goodness. Green was throwing up a shot as the shot clock expired, and Unitego bumped into her, and he's going to whistle it for 3.
I don't know if the bosses are listening, but I got told by your boss a long time ago I could criticize the officials on the radio if I wanted to. You can't make that call there, right? I mean, you got to have a sense of the game, of understanding that they're literally just throwing up a shot. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be criticizing officials, but...
Claire Flanagan at the line, and the first one won't go.
Bill Walton is looking down on me saying, go for it, Rich, criticize them.
Second one coming here for Claire Flanagan, and that's out.
See, the ball never lies in basketball, right? So the foul shooters missed 2 shots, so that means the foul should not have been called.
Third one coming. Claire, a pretty good foul shooter, too, so we'll see. And she settles in, got that last one. Flanagan now with 4, and Green leads 36-26 with 2:05 left. So in this game, boy, that's like we said earlier, that feels like a tough mountain to climb.
That is a lot of points in this style of game, especially with the Green defense that is, you know, it's one of the better defenses around.
And Raylan Parks lost control of it. Lizzie hit her with a pass down low. It went through her hands. Now back the other way, and Knapp is fouled here by Avery James, and everything is going Green's way right now.
Now, that one was definitely a foul, and Unitego didn't think it was, but that was certainly a foul. What really impresses me the most about the Green defense is they can play this 2-3 zone on such a big court. when they go to some of these small courts in the MAC, you know, you go to some of these other smaller schools that they play against, this is one of the bigger courts. It almost rivals a college-sized court. It's so wide. And they could play the 2-3 zone to this effectiveness on this big of a court. That's impressive, folks. And they're going to do some damage in some of those small gyms.
I got a text.
Oh, boy.
Said, well, it's from a dedicated listener. Rich is not criticizing the official. He's criticizing the call.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to go with
That's
that.
That's good, right? Yeah.
I like that. Thank you. Thank you, dedicated listener.
Callie Knapp at the line makes it 38-26. And Green is in control now with a minute 45 left. Three ball here. Harley Burtzel from way downtown couldn't get it to go. And Unitego keeps it alive on a rebound by Maddie Burtzel. Inside for Raylan Parks. Up off the glass and good for her. Nine now for Raylan Parks. And Coach Z wants a timeout. About a minute and a half left. 1:34. And Green leads 38-28 over the Unitego girls. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
1:34 left here, fourth quarter, and the Green girls lead 38-28. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here tonight. Hey, we said it was going to be a game probably somewhere in the mid to high 30s. Now Coach Gorton's going to take a timeout. Let's keep it right here this time, Rich. We'll have our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and ACO Brands of Sydney. So, busy night around the area. Not a ton of games. I think there's 12 local games throughout the MAC, Tri-Valley, Delaware League stack. 1,000 points for Jackson Reed for the Skenivas boys basketball team. BG girls, we're making the trek out to Jefferson tonight to play Jefferson-Stanford. And I don't have the final score yet, but I do know that Stanford-Jefferson defeats BG in a close game out there. So
we love to talk about mascots, right? I know Jefferson is the Jayhawks. I believe Stanford have they changed their mascot?
They have not changed the mascot officially.
So what do they go by? What does Stanford, do they go by the Stanford Jefferson Jayhawks playing the...
They've just been going by Stanford Jefferson.
Oh, no mascots.
They got new uniforms, which are just kind of like a black and white. They did do some like purple and red lining in there for both schools, but Stanford, you know, had one of the old mascots that now is gone.
Yeah,
so they
sure.
had to scrub everything in the gym, all the banners, stuff on the floor, but they haven't had a vote yet for what they're going to replace it with. So we'll have to keep an eye on it. Some of the schools are really struggling with what to do there. And Unitego comes out in some pressure here, full court pressure.
Yep.
And we got a foul here on Harley Burtzel.
And that's exactly why Coach Gorton took that timeout. He saw Unitego come out in the full court press. Smart coaching, right? He's a seasoned coach like we talked about. All right, we don't want to make some stupid mistakes here and let the other team get back into it. So I'm going to take an extra timeout here, talk about my press break. It's a really, really smart move. Kind of got away with a little bit of a travel there, but got the call instead, so Green's going to the line.
Claire Flanagan, first shot at the line is good. And she's got 5 points, makes it 39-28. Green looking to stay undefeated in the MAC and improve to 8-1 if they can hang on here on their home floor. And this second shot is no good. And a rebound for Raylan Parks. Unitego's got a hustle. They got 90 seconds left. They trail 39-28. And they need the three ball to go in. They haven't really had much luck from the outside tonight. Here's Lizzie Kraft up and under. Off the glass is good for Lizzie. She's got 10 points now. Makes it 39-30. 1:15 left. Unitego coming with the full court pressure. Green threw it away. Flanagan tried to throw the home run ball, and it goes sailing out of bounds.
That is twice now that the Unitego side is looking for that travel as soon as the girl picks up the ball down on the other side. But it looked like they could have got the call, but they didn't. But she throws it away anyway. So here it is. This is what Coach Gorton was a little bit afraid of. If they get another basket here, it gets a little interesting.
Yeah, Unitego, a big possession. As we hit a minute to go. Harley Burtzel inside, finds Raylan Parks. Back out for Matty Burtzel. Holds on to it, steps in for two. Matty hits it from the right elbow. And Matty's got 5 points. Coach Z wants a timeout. 56 seconds left, Green 39, Unitego 32, Rich. We'll take a quick break, 30 seconds. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. 56 seconds left here, fourth quarter. Now Coach Gorton wants to take a timeout. So it's kind of the chess match that we talked about.
It is exactly what it's happening right now. They just want to make sure everything is in place. The Unitego coaches are still looking for the travel calls on the last two possessions. And Coach Gorton just wants to make sure everybody's still in place. He actually let Unitego go out and set up. It looked like they're going to be in the same pressure. So he's probably talking about a new a new way of breaking it. The first couple times, they actually looked like they were going long, which is a little dangerous. You know, you got to believe in your shooters. Unitego's got the five fouls, so you got to think that they're probably just going to take the foul and go to the line. If you make your foul shots, you should be good on all the way out.
Sydney girls, score update coming in here. Sydney girls defeat Harpersville tonight in Sydney, 62-26. Nayla Miley with 18 tonight for Sydney. Oh. Bella Conroy with 13.
Oh, and I forgot. This is another good move by Coach Gorton. I forgot this call in girls basketball. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but they get the advance the ball. Smart coaching to advance the ball. I forgot that's a move in basketball here for girls basketball.
Josie Dutcher had to throw it off the leg there of Lizzie Kraft. In my mind, Rich, I'm just assuming it's the advance, so it's my fault, too, for not saying anything.
I forgot
anything about
that. That is a great timeout there by Coach Gorton.
And throwing the ball in here for Claire Flanagan. Jump ball. Keeps it with Green. 54 seconds left. Still some time left here for Unitego.
Unitego's putting some good pressure on here, kind of coming to life all of a sudden here in the last minute. Where has this been a little bit all game?
Trojans again, inbounding near midcourt. Looking for some options. Josie's got to get it in, and we got a five-second call. And again, she was basically in desperation mode trying to throw it off Lizzie's leg. But this five-second call is whistled.
So she's tried to throw it off the leg a couple times now. That was an awful quick 5 seconds, but
they're going to reset the shot clock here. Looking over at that Morris and Skenevis game. Morris boys win 66-62 in that 1,000-point game we were talking about. So we knew that was going to be a good game tonight over there in Skenevis. Rich, what are we talking about here on the shot clock?
Unitego said that when they stopped the game there, that actually 2 seconds came off of the game clock. So they want time added to the game clock. They're saying it was 2 seconds. I would say maybe it was closer to 0.2 seconds. But, you know, it's good coaching, right? You want to get as much as you can for your team. I'd be doing the same thing here, too.
Yeah.
The referee's going to come over and talk about it. If they get 2 seconds added to the clock here, that's a steal.
Coach.
It's good. It's good. I actually think it's mostly Coach Burtzel down there, the assistant coach, is doing it. Hey, but that's good. You want to get all the time you can get at this team.
Yeah, that was well done. I saw in the JV game earlier, Coach Burtzel, too, kind of getting some of those nitty-gritty things that can, you know, make the difference in a game. And he's always willing to stand up and fight for that stuff. I agree, Rich. If they get 2 seconds back here, every second counts like gold right now for this Unitego team.
I don't know if it's 2 seconds worth, but, I mean, are they going to maybe they're not going to get anything added, but, I mean, good try.
Yeah, the officials came over, talked about it, and they're still talking near midcourt here. With 53 seconds left, let's reset the scene. Green girls leading 39-32, and boy, it's crowd getting a little feisty right now.
Yeah, the Unitego crowd is shaking their heads. They agree with Coach Burtzel. Here we go. The refs are going to come over. What are we going to do here?
We're thinking about half a second came off the clock. So.
I think I just heard say reset it to 55. If he does set it to 55, he's going to get a second and a half. That's a steal for Unitego. I don't think that much time came off the clock.
Yeah, we're saying some people at home texting us about you know, maybe half a second. I think I was saying 54 something.
Two-tenths of a second, maybe?
All right, they moved it up to 54.
54. So what's that, four-tenths of a second? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it could be the difference.
You know, I guess it could be the difference, but interesting. Here comes Green with some pressure, and their crowd is now getting into it. With this much pressure, just go to the basket, right, if you're Unitigo.
Matty Bertzel gets it in from Lizzie Kraft. 50 seconds left. Unitigo, a big possession here. They go to the high post for Harley Bertzel. Down low, Lizzie Kraft. She's got it. Kraft puts it in. She's got 12, and it's a 39-34 game. Coach Gorton calls timeout. He's heated. 45 seconds left, and Unitigo's not going to go quietly. Let's step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 44.9 seconds left, and it's Green 39, Unitigo 34. Thanks for listening also tonight on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. They're a longtime sponsor here of our web stream. Unitigo still got life here, Rich. They are not going quietly. The energy that they've shown over the last 2 minutes has gotten them back into this game.
So Coach Gorton calls another timeout to advance the ball again, and they've had trouble getting the ball in over here, right? So two times the young lady taking the ball out of bounds has had to throw the ball off the Unitigo girl. So the Unitigo pressure has definitely been messing with Green. So let's see what they do here.
So Green's got it at midcourt on the far side across from the benches. And Josie Dutcher gets it in to Callie Knapp. Boy, that was close. She looked like she almost dribbled it out of bounds. Knapp now gets fouled at midcourt by Avery James. That was some good ball handling there by Knapp because, boy, James was right on her hip.
It's not a bad foul. You got to extend the game here. It's still a two-possession game. So you might as well keep on fouling and make a green earn them. Just know who you're fouling, right? You foul the, hopefully your scouting reports say who you should be fouling, the worst foul shooters on the team.
Callie Knapp to the line here. These are big here for the Trojans. And her first one is good.
It looked really good, but still a two-possession game. Right? No harm, no foul right now for Unitigo. Still, you know, a good foul.
Second one coming for Callie Knapp. She's taking her time. Settling in at the line. And Knapp's second shot is good. Really took her time on that. Knapp's up to 7 points. 40 seconds left. Green 41, Unitigo 34. Here's Kraft into the corner. Raylan Parks, a long two. Missed it. Kraft couldn't get the rebound off her fingertips, and it's going back to the Trojans with 31 seconds left.
So one thing Unitigo did do well there is they went fast, but they didn't get the shot they were looking for.
And now another timeout going to be taken by Coach Gorton. Sure. And we're going to step away this time with 31 seconds left. It's the Green girls leading 41-34 here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
31 seconds left here, live from Green High School, a key MAC girls matchup tonight, and the Green girls currently lead Unitigo 41-34. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios.
I'm thinking right now, if you're Unitigo, you still got, you know, 30 seconds on the clock. You probably can go with one more foul. You know, if they make their foul shots and then they miss, that's probably it. But you still give a foul here, probably.
Trojans looking to get it in. Close to another five-second call. They did. Another five-second call. Great defense by the Unitego guards.
So they don't have to worry about giving the foul here. So now if he could score quickly, you know, maybe just go for a quick two here, down by five, you know, try to get it within before the 20-second mark, he can make a little run here still.
30 seconds left. Unitego down the floor. Raylan Parks, right corner to Harley Burtzel. Back inside for Lizzie. Turnaround hook is good for Lizzie. 14 right on her average. And it's 41-36, 23 seconds left. Josie Dutcher gets it in to Claire Flanagan. Over the top of the defense, it's deflected, but goes to Abby Yonner, and then a foul with 18.6 left. It just feels like Unitego's just going to run out of time here.
So they've exclusively went to Kraft the last few times down the court to get the easy buckets. At some point, you're probably going to do that again going down, but at some point you're going to need the three with a differential of five, depending on the foul shots go here.
Yeah, Abby Yonner at the line now for Green, maybe trying to put this one on ice, and she hits the first one.
You probably don't have enough time now to score, you know, go more than three times, so you're probably going to definitely need a three-pointer on this time down the court, especially with the Green defense.
Abby's second shot is good.
That's great foul shooting, and that's probably going to be a little bit too much. They're going to advance the ball now. Unitego is going to call a timeout and advance the ball, so let's see what they do here. Probably looking for a three-point shot.
All right, we'll step away. Green 43, Unitego 36. 18 seconds left. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. WCDO.
18.6 seconds left. Green 43, Unitego 36. And timeout's pretty much empty in the bag at this point. And so Green just trying to make sure Coach Gorton, just all you got to do is keep it simple right here, and you'll get out of here with a win.
Really, you can kind of just give them anything at this point. Give them an easy basket. You get the ball in, you could really run the time down and just take the foul and make Unitego go the length of the court. The time is definitely not on Unitego's side. I'm thinking you're going to have to shoot a three-pointer at this point because you got a seven-point differential. Probably a Harley Burtzel three at this point is my guess.
Yeah,
but
we'll see.
If you can go quick to Kraft, they might do a little spin around and make loft it up to her. Yep.
They do a little stack on the side of the court. They go to Raylan Parks. Now they try to go to the corner for Avery James. Back inside. Lizzie Kraft, the long two, left it short, rolls out, and Green's going to have it back with 10 seconds left.
My guess is they're not going to foul here, but you know, they're guarding it like they're going to foul.
Trojans trying to get it in with Josie Dutcher. Finds Claire Flanagan in the corner. Now to Callie Knapp, dribbling out of harm's way, and finally she's fouled with 3.8 left, and she's going to go to the line here. Unitego's got the five team fouls. And that will put it on ice here for the Trojans. They are going to improve to 8-1 and 3-0 in the league, and they will be alone at the top of the standings. And so Callie Knapp will head to the line. Knapp taking her sweet time here at the line again. I like it. And the first one is good. She's got a routine, and she's sticking to it. Knapp's got 8. And again, here's the balanced scoring. 11 for Dutcher, 11 for Yonner, 8 right now for Knapp, 5 for Flanagan. I mean, that's just how Green wins ball games.
Nothing flashy. They just play really good, solid basketball. And really, how they win is not who's going to score. It's how well they play defense.
Knapp goes 2 out of 2. 2 seconds left. Unitego with a 3 at the buzzer. No good. And Green wins 45-36. A big win for the Trojans here on their home floor in MAC play. We'll take a quick break. We'll have the postgame show coming up. A tight game as we expected. Green pulls away in the second half. And we'll come back and give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players when we return here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back one last time to Green High School. The Green girls improved to 8-1. Unitego falls to 7-2 as Green wins 45-36. All the Yonner sisters here hugging at midcourt. Mia is here. Abby, of course. Peyton is now graduated playing field hockey at Ithaca, so she's home on break. And a big win here tonight for Unitego.
You know, it's a big game, a big win when you look around and everybody's still hanging around, hugging everybody. Everybody's getting hugs on the Green side. Unitego kind of shuffles into the locker room as quickly as they can, and Green's kind of soaking up the victory out here. Everybody's got smiles on their faces here at Green High School.
Yeah, let's do the scoring summary. First for Unitego, 14 for Lizzie Kraft tonight. That is a game high. 9 for Raylan Parks, 5 apiece for Harley and Madison Bertzel, 2 for Avery James, 1 for Gracie Tilt. Good balance for Green on the other side, 11 for Josie Dutcher as well as Abby Yonner, 9 for Callie Knapp, 5 for Claire Flanagan, 4 for Mia Yonner, and 4 for Maya Leggett-Carlin, 1 for Alexis Cloyd. So we're going to give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose right now. First up is the Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We want to go with Josie Dutcher tonight from Green. 11 points for her. Also could have gone with, you know, Abby Yonner if you're looking at the Green side. But Josie, some big buckets. Not someone who always steps up and scores, so nice to see her into double digits tonight.
Really, you said it earlier, just a balanced attack. She was kind of the one that stood out, made some big shots for Green, but it really could have gone anyway. And I don't think the Green girls really care who's going to score, which is really kind of refreshing to watch. They're just more worried about winning. They don't care who makes the baskets for them.
I think you nailed it, Rich. This team just wants to win. That's how they are. And field hockey and softball, they just, as long as they get it done, they just want to win. It's refreshing for sure. All right, up next is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with Callie Knapp tonight. She's just a catalyst, does a little bit of everything for Green, unsung hero, whatever word you want to use. Callie Knapp probably deserves that one here tonight. She gets her defense award.
I'm incredibly impressed with how well that 2-3 zone is. They didn't really come out of it at all. They didn't really show anything else, maybe a few token pressure type stuff. But they play that zone extremely well, and she leads the whole thing. She comes up to the front, and she just puts so much pressure on the ball, and it allows the other girls on the team to get in the passing lanes and take chances. It's just remarkable how well they play that 2-3 zone and cover so much room on the court, and it is all established by Knapp. Knapp does it all. She's definitely the leader and kind of the catalyst, as you said. She's very impressive. It's going to be interesting to see if anybody can break that 2-3. As the year goes on, it's a little reminiscent of the old Syracuse teams with so much length down low. It's almost like the Syracuse version at the high school level. It's super impressive, and that's coming from a diehard Syracuse fan right here.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We'd like to go with Lizzie Kraft tonight, 14 for her. Also, you know, a little shout-out to Raylan Parks. I thought she was great down low. She had 9 points. But we'll go with Lizzie, leading the team, got some big buckets as they were chipping their way back in. A great player, maybe not the night she wanted to have, but always finds a way to get it done.
Yeah, Kraft got in a little bit of foul trouble, but she definitely made her presence known at the end of the game, kept her team in it. We were all kind of thinking the game was over, but she gets some big buckets at the end. At one point, gets it to 5, I believe it was, and then but Green makes the foul shots. But she kept her team into it, and that's all you want to do from your leader, your senior leader, and she certainly did that.
Well, Rich, that's going to wrap it up here. Big, big win tonight here for the Green Trojans over Unitego. Again, I don't think it, you know, solidifies the rest of the season. It's not like your season's over here or anything, but it goes a long way to maybe giving Green a better chance at the one seed, which, you know, can really set you up well in those semifinals, get you a home game, and could really set you up look pretty good for the playoffs.
What's the old saying, right? I think Coach Pluta used to tell me this, right? Offense wins games, defense wins championships. And Green definitely has that championship feel to them, right? They don't care who's scoring. They just play good, really, really good defense. And I'm telling you, I think they're the favorite right now from what I've seen. And I wouldn't want to play them in sectionals. I mean, they're gonna creep up on people, and it's tough to beat that 2-3 zone that they have.
You know, last year they lost in the sectional semifinals to a very good Moravia team. I think it was by 4.
A good Moravia team. They won the state championship.
Yeah, Moravia goes on and wins the whole thing, and I kept thinking, I really thought Green could have won that game, probably should have won that game.
Right.
Moravia goes on, Cinderella run, no doubt, beating Duanesburg is amazing in the final, but I kept thinking last year, how far could Green have gone? And this whole team is pretty much back this year.
With when you play that style of defense and people aren't used to seeing that like that, and everybody plays their role, I'm telling you, that I wouldn't want to play against them. They're really hard to scout against. I wouldn't even know how to break that. I mean, you got a guy in Coach Z that's been coaching for 60 years, and he had difficulty trying to figure out how to just get a good-looking, clean shot.
I know everybody. I've been getting several texts. You know, stagnant offense for both sides. You know, blah blah blah. It's like I think there's more to it than that.
I really do. I really don't think it's just a stagnant offense for Unitego. I think it's all because of Green's defense. I don't think it's anything like wow, like this is great. Like you're going to see it on SportsCenter tomorrow. It's just good, solid defense that wins games. That's it. I don't know how else to say it.
All right, that's going to wrap everything up. I totally agree with you there, Rich, and a lot of fun here tonight. Thanks for joining me.
Anytime. I enjoy it.
We will be back on the air on Saturday up in your neck of the woods. Norwich boys hosting Oneonta.
That's going to be a good game.
1:45. Getting over to Norwich. That's going to be a heck of a game.
That's going to be a good game. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I know everybody wants to go home right now, but, boy, that's a good game. I'm going to be there. I got to do some dad stuff that day, but I'm going to be definitely in the gym to watch that game. I won't be on the radio with you, but, boy, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's always fun when the Yellow Jackets come to the Purple Tornado land, and I'm telling you right now, Norwich is playing good basketball. They're back.
State-ranked.
They're state-ranked. They're back. I was talking about that with some kids in class today. There's a buzz and there's an excitement in Norwich, and there's nothing better than when Oneonta comes because they love crushing that that buzz, that excitement. Oneonta's got some good players, right? And they're going to want to just take it to Norwich. I'm looking forward to it. It's only Wednesday, and I can't sleep already.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're interested in that game, either come over and check it out or listen to us here on WCDO. So big thank you to Jim Tomeo, also Craig Stevens. I know he's in the studio tonight for helping us back in Sydney. Again, our final score, Green 45, Unitego 36, and a huge MAC girls basketball game here tonight. We'll see you Saturday. Have a great rest of your week. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney. W222CR, Norwich.
My heart is broken, sing.